Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to our numero dos, our number two of Radio Law Talk here on this Saturday. Saturday, what are we here? December the 5th. December the 5th. And folks, it will be December 5th all day, just FYI.
Changing it at midnight.
Unless you're listening to us on podcast, and then that's going to be a different day.
Then it could be a different. It could be as early as December the 7th when it's uploaded. That's when anything from the 5th would be uploaded. The
following day that will live in infamy.
Yes, the uploaded podcast.
What is the 5th? There is something that happened.
December 7th, Pearl Harbor.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
And he said, well, an old guy like you would remember that. No, I wasn't alive then. But yeah. Yeah. So yeah, December 7th, what, 1943, I think?
Yes, 43 or 42. Yeah.
One of those two. Yeah.
So that's where we're at here. I'm Todd Kunitz, sitting in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. To my right, Denise Dirks, wearing the festive green jersey for Oregon Ducks, formerly the number 8, formerly worn by Oregon Duck quarterback star Marcus Mariota.
One of the many stars of the Oregon Ducks.
Very successful quarterback under the Chip Kelly era at Oregon. And I don't know where he's at in the NFL now.
Oakland.
He's a Raider.
Is he a Raider?
Oakland. Las Vegas.
He's a Raider. I can't say Las Vegas. I'm sorry.
It's so hard to think like that.
I remember when they went to L.A. It was hard for me to call them the L.A. Raiders, but they were there for the longest time, and they came back and to Oakland. And
By the way, 1941 was Pearl Harbor, and also the San Diego Chargers starting quarterback is also a Duck.
Oh, that's right. He's really good. By the way, Radio Law Talk.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
Herbert.
He is a star. He is really good.
He's an Oregon Duck. Not only is he an Oregon Duck, he's a Eugene, Oregon superstar. He was born and raised there. He's, like, amazing.
I can make this Radio Law Talk relevant.
I thought it was relevant.
but relevant in terms of legal analysis.
All right.
Okay? And here we go. And I just learned this last week. So the quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers, formerly San Diego Chargers, Herbert.
Yes.
Oregon Duck alum. He got the start this year because of a pregame injury suffered by the Chargers' then starting quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. Now, the pregame injury was he had some cracked ribs and said they were going to give him a cortisone shot so he could play. And when they were giving him the cortisone shot,
they punctured his lung.
And
can
so,
you believe that?
At the last minute, without
of
taking...
Of course, now he's represented by Penny and Associates. No,
well, but, and here's the legal thing that I learned this week. Tyrod Taylor has stated that he is not going to file any legal relief alleging negligence or malpractice because of the punctured lung.
Do you suppose he has insurance for that?
Well, yeah, they're paying him still.
Yeah,
he's getting paid. He has no loss.
Yeah.
You know, physical, he has some physical loss, but he has no actual monetary loss.
And he doesn't have to get hurt by playing, so really it's probably a good thing for him at the end of the season.
Herbert's doing wonderful.
Oh, he's a star.
I think one of the things that he might argue is future financial losses, Taylor, could raise that argument. Because, look, I'm now a backup quarterback. I lost my starting job because of the injury, despite the unwritten rule that a starting quarterback should never lose your job because of injury. But I lost that. They're not going back to me. And now my contract, for example, contracts are only year to year. If he's got no guaranteed money and he's on a year-to-year, or, you know, it could be a four-year contract, but if they cut him before a certain amount of time, they don't owe him the remaining amount, you know, he could have future losses. But he's decided not to fight that. At least that's what he said in the press.
Well, so. I think he's going to be fine. He's going to recover and be just fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he's always going to be back up from now on anyway. It was questionable why they were starting him anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, and when you, wasn't Herbert a first-round draft choice for the Chargers?
Yep.
So, look, if you draft somebody in the first round, you know the future is not you.
Right.
And so, there you go. So, that's what we have. So, Denise is wearing the colors there for the Ducks. Cal behind the, you know, if you weren't here for the first hour, I said that smooth jazz voice behind the glass is none other than Calvin
funny.
Hunter.
That's right.
You know?
Hey.
Cal,
yeah.
There's you know, a lot of people that tune into Radio Law Talk for one reason and one reason only, and it's not for our historical event acumen, apparently, as we learned with our inability to say
1941 for Pearl Harbor.
Year. Yeah. Yes, I think we had bantered about 42 and 43 before you actually looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
But people do tune in for Case or No Case. What do you got for us?
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
I think it's a good one. Here we go. They were a married couple and got hooked onto one of the most popular Christmas songs ever composed, a holiday classic. A guy named Randy Brook, who lives in East Dallas, Texas, wrote the song in 1977, and a married couple that was touring, they were kind of a little rung higher than he on the musical ladder, heard him play it in a club as he was opening for them. And they said to him, "Can we record that song?" And he said, "Sure, go ahead." "Yeah, go ahead." Now, he'd written it, he got a publisher, which means he didn't get paid, the publisher got most of the money, and the couple who performed the song got all the performance royalties. But, interestingly enough, these two, a veterinarian and his wife, got upset with each other and decided to divorce. And the spouse decided to sue for the performance royalties for the song. So my question to you is, case or no case, number one. And number two, name that tune. If you can name the song, you get an extra bonus point. Todd Kunin, you get to go first.
Oh, good heavens. So the couple that performed it were not the folks that wrote it.
Didn't write it. No.
Okay.
No.
And they were veterinarians.
He was.
He was.
And she was like the office manager in the veterinarian practice. So, from Novato, the San Francisco Bay Area.
And at some point in time, their marriage went to the dogs. I just had to throw that pun.
It was rough.
Okay. Okay. All right. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. And, you know, unless you're wearing milk-bone underwear, it doesn't really work for you. So I'm going to say, what the heck, this is a case. I'm not going to ante up the double points. I've already, you know, taken it on the chin for that one.
Right.
So I'm just going to go regular points here. I'll say that it is a case. And
don't name the song until we get Denise.
Okay. And I'm going to say that, let's see, and the question is, who wins, the veterinarian or the husband or the wife?
Correct.
I'll say that the
performance royalties for a hit is a big deal.
Okay. Right. What year was this? Do we know, or would that give it away?
I believe it's in this century, last century.
Okay, last century. Okay. So I'm going to say they go to the husband under antiquated property rights. That would go towards the male spouse. I'm going to say it's very antiquated. He gets it. Probably would not under today's law, but back then,
all right.
Yes.
Fair enough. Denise, what say you? Do you think this is a case? And if so, who would be the winner? And when you're done, you'll get the chance to take a name shot at the song.
It's a 50-50 community property state. So
right.
If they recorded it together, then it is community property because it was done during the marriage. To make it very quick, I think that husband would have to buy wife out of his veterinary business, and I think wife would get the royalties as a result of that, because that would be a fair way for them to value his business and let him buy her out of one house.
That's like he'd say, "I'll keep the business, you keep the royalties
exactly.
from the performance of the song."
Exactly. That's what I think. And I'm sticking wins.
Okay. So, Todd, what song?
I'm going to say Blue Christmas.
Nice one. Denise, what say you?
I wish I could say Santa Baby, because that's my favorite
Isn't
one.
Isn't that a great song? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to say White Christmas.
okay.
So we're going with the colored Christmas, you know, white, blue, whatever. Okay. We have a theme here. That'll do it for us here for the first 15 minutes of the second hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
U.S. and Lyme disease spread by ticks is on the rise, whether around the world or just around the block. Get the facts you need to protect you.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and now back to the show.
Welcome back. We were doing a case or no case where a married couple, they were hooked on a Christmas song written by another person, Randy Brooks. And they recorded that song, and they got the royalties for that recording, and then they decided they were going to get divorced. And we're going to find out what happened. Is it a case or no case? And if so, who got the rights for the royalties?
Yeah, because the key is, and everybody knows this, when you write a song, you get the rights to that song's and if somebody wants to borrow it, they've got to say, hey, can I pay you for the rights to perform the song? So they do, and then the performance is theirs. You know, they get paid to perform. That guy gets paid for the use of the song, usually a flat fee. The performers, they get all the money, whatever they collect for going on concert. So, and you're asking yourself, is it a case? Now, Todd, you said it's a case. Is that correct?
I said it was a case and that the husband was the one who prevailed in the dispute over royalties ongoing.
And I said it was a case, but the wife prevailed.
So you say case and wife, Denise?
I did.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you. And by the way, I want you to know that I only learned this when interviewing the husband on the radio on my local show up in Northern California. And here's the song we're talking about.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, I wanted to change my answer because I realized, you know who that's written by, right?
Yes.
It's written by, not written, it was recorded by Elmo and Patsy.
Right, Patsy's the wife, and they were
right.
A veterinarian. I asked him how his life was going with his wife, and he said, oh, Cal, why did you ask me on the radio? And he said, we fought over the performance royalties, but he also had to settle a class action suit before he could give her the royalties. There was some class action suit over downloads and performance royalties that apparently he had not given back to the appropriate parties. But he settled all that, and now we know how. You know how he solved the problem? Very creatively. Made his own new recording of the song.
Oh, so they both have rights.
Correct, they both have rights. He has rights and she has rights. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case. No case, and congratulations to you, Denise, and to you, Todd, for getting a point each.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that settled that by recording and making a new recording of the song.
Correct.
And that is a remedy employed by several artists. I believe Def Leppard, back from my heyday in high school, but I had heard that Def Leppard ran into a contract dispute or some dispute over ownership of the master recordings of the previous label. And the way they got it, so fine, we'll just go ahead and re-record the songs.
And they went, you can't do this.
Taylor.
Yes, we
can't.
Taylor Swift is now doing it.
Yeah. And you know what? The fun thing about that story is that she tried to keep it quiet a little bit. And then Scooter Braun sold for what he purchased her whole book of business, right, her own masters, to somebody else for $300 million, didn't offer it to her first. And so then she came out after that sale was completed and said, hey, doesn't matter. I'm going to have new masters, which means that sale, that the value of that sale was just all the way right then and there lowered.
Pretty smart move on her part.
Yes.
I think that it could be lowered in the short term. But then go ahead, fast forward 30 years from now. I mean, what would people right now pay for the masters of anything from the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or anything from back in the 60s? They pay a lot.
Yeah,
and so so the question here would be, are the masters, master recordings of Taylor Swift's original work before she re-recorded it, is that going to be something? I would think whoever's got it now has to look at it as it's going to have to be a long-term investment. Might not be worth a lot now, but might be in the future.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of bands, to get out from underneath their recording errors that they made, not recording errors, but losing their master rights, they did live in concerts. So you saw, remember, you used to see the live in concert? Because that was different. That was theirs. They didn't have to split royalties.
In concert recordings, you mean performances, correct?
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right. Common strategy. Mm-hmm. So it's a complicated business. And when there's money, people line up and start to get it. And if you're getting divorced in the middle of a complicated business, oh boy.
Yeah, that can be tough. I'm sure Denise could tell us some stories about complicated issues that arise. Denise, folks that are listening, Denise is a family law attorney, in my opinion, one of the best in the business. Family law attorney representing individuals going through divorce, separation, child custody. I'm a criminal defense attorney, used to be a prosecutor in two different jurisdictions, not at the same time, obviously. I was in Tennessee, Northeast Tennessee for a little while, and also a prosecutor in California. Now I'm a criminal defense attorney. Fred is a personal injury, plaintiff's lawyer. And so with those three, we kind of have a lot of the bases covered.
And I'm a recovered television news guy who's now back in the radio business.
Yes.
So nothing to do with radio. With
a news televangelist, with, you know, the religion of news.
Amen.
So we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. Let's do a really quick one, a fun one here. folks, I shouldn't laugh at this one. I really shouldn't, because there's nothing funny about drinking and driving. But, you know, at least you think that you face liability if you're drinking and driving. But DUI from eating candy and driving. Yes. Yes, folks, it can happen. This might be Australia where it happened. But an individual recently was convicted of driving under the influence because he was eating, what was it? He was eating these chocolate-covered rum balls. And he said, look, I was eating them a lot. And I don't know how much he had eaten. I do know this. He said that's all he had, because they were filled with the Kahlua or the alcohol. He blew a .038 on the breathalyzer. Which, in any state, that is like less than half the legal limit. But apparently, in Australia, for newly licensed drivers, the blood alcohol level for DUI is 0.02.
Wow.
And so he was nearly doubled that. He got like a 3-month license suspension, minimum fine.
I just was eating some candy.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, one year for the Secret Santa gift everybody was trying to steal, we had those liquor-infused chocolate candies,
yeah.
And everybody wanted those. I mean, it was so much fun. No,
they weren't a white elephant in your office, eh?
I don't drink, but I'll eat the candy. I'm okay.
Exactly.
All right, folks, we're at the bottom of the hour. Don't go away. Coming back for the second half of the second hour. Right after this, you're listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature fry sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations. Plus, receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car, Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
tide on Capitol Hill is shifting in favor of compromising to pass a new economic stimulus package. The Problem Solvers Caucus unveiling a $908 billion coronavirus stimulus plan, and Minnesota Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips is striking an optimistic tone.
I think we've made great progress. And look, nobody's going to get everything they want. And to those who have lost faith in government, I tell you, the antidote is the Problem Solvers Caucus and Democrats and Republicans working together to find common ground. And that's exactly what we did. Now it's up to some others in the House and Senate, and I have some confidence we're going to get it done.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, day after Vice President Mike Pence was campaigning in Georgia for Senate candidates David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. President Trump is headed to Valdosta, Georgia for a rally tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So if you were listening in our first hour, and if you weren't, shame on you. And you can pick it up if you go onto our podcast starting when we broadcast the show on our podcast Tuesday. That's about when the Saturday shows get uploaded to our website, radiolawtalk.com. If you were listening to the first hour, when we started out, I was talking about how the decisions of courts can have wide-ranging effect depending on the court. If it's a trial level court, it affects only what's going on at that trial. If it's an appellate level, it'll affect things maybe a little bit more broadly in that jurisdiction, that state. A state Supreme Court will affect everything in that state. We did the Cosby case where it's talking about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is going to make a decision that will affect how cases are heard in there. Well, now we have a U.S. Supreme Court case we're going to talk about. And it's interesting, the U.S. Supreme Court recently decided barred a New York policy from taking effect or continuing because of constitutional grounds, but it has implications far beyond New York. So, Denise, what was the issue in New York that ended up going before the U.S. Supreme Court?
Whether or not Governor Andrew Cuomo had the power to suspend and limit capacity at religious houses, if you will.
Yeah, so
and this is during the COVID. This is time during the health crisis. It was brought by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Orthodox Jewish synagogues versus Cuomo and the state of New York. That was the underlying case.
Yeah. So New York has these, they color code their restricted zones based on COVID. They can be yellow, which is a less restricted zone, red or it limits the number of people that can congregate in a certain location and things like that. And at the time this lawsuit was brought, appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, these churches were in the more restrictive zone, right? Either red or orange.
Okay? They were. And so they were limited to, I think it was 25 persons or less, depending on the capacity of each church.
Yeah.
And it was a little different for churches than it was for restaurants or bars or that type of thing, too.
And that was the thing that really was the basis of this suit, which is, look, having a restaurant open is not an enumerated right in the First Amendment. Religion is. And so the question here was, wait a second, if they can open up for retail, for commerce with less restrictions than a church can in the same zone, we really need the court to take a look at this. But something interesting happened while the case was pending.
That's right. Unfortunately, we lost RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mm-hmm. And she was replaced with an extremely conservative woman, and this was her first, that woman's first case on the Supreme Court that she fully heard and became a part of the decision-making.
That's right.
And it flipped the court, whereas there was a previous case involving First Amendment rights, and it was 5-4, with Roberts going to the liberal side, and it was the decision was made against the First Amendment rights case, and this case now flipped the other way, 5-4 decision with Roberts in the minority, and saying, Roberts specifically said, hey, I'm joining these liberal judges because we should not try to make decisions for these health care officials concerning the pandemic. This is not a time for us to be, you know, second guessing these healthcare state officials on what they're doing and not doing. But the funny thing is, after this decision was made, what did Cuomo say?
Well, Cuomo said it was irrelevant. Before we get to that, Cal, you had a comment?
Well, I just had a question, and that is, under what circumstances is it acceptable for a governor to say, you know your First Amendment rights? I'm taking them away.
I don't think that's okay. I don't think that it says they're taking away the First Amendment rights for religious. I think it was limiting those rights, not taking them away completely. Because they could have done Zoom. They could have done other methods by which they worship.
I think that the argument here is, all right, to Justice Roberts, I would say, okay, if that's true, If because of health reasons and the deadly nature of the virus and all of that, if that is true, why is it that a retail establishment is allowed to have more people
in it
than a religious establishment in the same restricted zone? I think that was the argument.
Yeah.
And I think that the conservative justices, in the 5-4 with Amy Coney Barrett ruling with the right, or the conservative justices, was, yeah, you kind of raise a bit of an equal protection issue here, because I see these two groups as similarly situated in terms of the numbers congregating, and if they're similarly situated in terms of the numbers congregating, there's really no justification for restricting one more than the other. But the other thing that was interesting about this, okay, and in addition to the change in the makeup of the court, was that while this case was pending, New York changed the location of the specific plaintiffs who brought the appeal, and they moved it from the more restrictive red and orange zone down to the less restrictive yellow. Hmm. So by the time the decision was made as it relates to this specific church, the issue was moot.
The two churches.
It wasn't one that affected them anymore. And the governor Cuomo said, look, the decision by the Supreme Court is really irrelevant because those churches are no longer in the more restrictive more restrictive designation.
But it's echoed all the way to the West Coast.
So basically, the finding is that religious services is an essential business because they should be compared to essential businesses and not limited, because they were limited more than essential businesses.
And that's worshippers' belief, I think.
Right.
Whether it's true or not,
exactly.
I think that's the belief.
I didn't mean business, but you know what I mean. It's essential service.
Operation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, here's one thing that's interesting with this. Normally, when a case goes up before the Supreme Court, one of the things that the justices look at is to see, is this issue even before, is it even ripe anymore? Because in most cases, if an issue becomes moot, the justices will say, we don't need to decide this anymore because the issue is moot. There is a caveat to that. And the caveat is when it's an issue that could re-arise or come up again very quickly. And it's like it might be moot now, but it's an ever-changing issue that could come up again and then go away. And it's not like it's gone forever. And I think they look at this and say, well, given the fact that whether what zone you are in is dependent on the percentage of cases, the number of hospital beds, they might be in a yellow zone right now, which is less restrictive. And after Thanksgiving, you could have a surge of COVID cases. And by Christmas, you're back in the red zone again. And so I think that they issue that. But Cal, you had mentioned something else, which kind of cuts against what Governor Cuomo said about being irrelevant. It might be irrelevant to that specific plaintiff there, but this decision had far-reaching consequences clear over on the West Coast. And what was it?
Yeah, well, this case, a very similar case, had been brought in California. And it was still in the Court of Appeals and had gone up to the state court. And it was actually upheld. The restriction was upheld. But what happened is that the Supreme Court didn't hear this case, but actually directed that the case go back and remanded, is what they call it, but directed the trial court to relook at it in light of their decision in the New York case. So we know that there's going to be some impact that of that New York case that was decided in California.
Yeah, so the California case was making its way through the federal court of appeals, but in the Eastern District of California, in the Ninth Circuit in California, and that's the Supreme Court said, all right, we decided this case in New York. So we're not going to listen to yours here, but you need to reevaluate your position on that case based upon what we said in the New York case. Because, again, when it's the U.S. Supreme Court, even if they're deciding law in a specific jurisdiction, about a case that arises in a specific jurisdiction, in this case it's New York, the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court applies
to
in all
states.
50 states. And so they have to look at it. And that's where I disagree respectfully with Governor Cuomo. It's not irrelevant as a whole, because every state now is going to have to look at their restrictions, because now you have the U.S. Supreme Court saying, hold on, folks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I like the fact that somebody brought up the obvious argument. Why is it okay to go to Costco but not to go to church? I mean, that's the obvious argument. And that was what was brought up in the court. And when the decision, the little bit of it that I read, the judge basically said, there's no equal here where, you know, where you can tell people you can't go to the church, but you can go to the store. So there's nothing in the Constitution that reflects that.
You can have the same restrictions, meaning you have to wear a mask, you have to social distance, you have to do all of that. And you can trust the churches will have to do that as well.
I would think so.
So it's, I mean, I think, in my opinion, it came down to religion is essential for humans. Period.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think
they
that's
have a right
to
their religion.
I think that's what the First Amendment says. So
yeah.
That's why it's enumerated there, right?
We're in the home stretch of our second hour. Don't go away. We'll be back after this break for the final 15 minutes of the second hour. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed. This law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is this real life? Oh, that's stone.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
You know, Cal, Denise and I were talking over the break, and I think we both reached the conclusion. We agreed. Denise and I...
That never happens.
So we actually agree on more than people know, but it seems like when we're on the air talking about stuff, that's when the disagreements come up. But we did both agree that lawyers probably do not make good lyricists for holiday songs. Because we were talking about our case or no case at the beginning of this hour, and, you know, it said, dealt with the song Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and... You know, what was it? Here and after the aforementioned grandma got run over by a reindeer after the fact. And I was like, yeah.
Aforementioned died as a result.
it doesn't roll off the tongue quite the way you would want it to.
Well, you know how that song came to be?
How's that?
The writer heard Merle Haggard's song about a grandmother who had passed a Christmas card to grandma.
Aww.
And he said, that's really a great song, but what can I do to make it funny? And then he came up with the sleigh and the reindeer, and away he went.
Yeah, I was just glad it wasn't when his grandma passed at the holiday. She bent over to pet the cat and shot the dog. Oh, that passed. Okay, whatever. But
oh, my gosh. Oh, what grandma. A bunch of gas.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Lori's full of hot air. It's got to get out somehow, right? So better out than even,
so
like I
speaking of hot
say,
air.
Yes. Robert, okay. Speaking of hot air, let's talk about the New England Patriots.
Nice transition, Denise. Well yes. done. Well
She's
played.
She's on it today.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know, it's sexual assault. Let's go over to talk about Weinstein. Okay, great. So Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, formerly Tom Brady's team, now Cam Newton is quarterbacking the Patriots.
Yeah, that's such a shift.
But yeah. not for long.
Yeah, I don't know. Who do you think they're going to pick up?
I don't know. I just don't think Cam has the physical ability anymore that he had. He's like a shell. He's like watching Joe Montana his last year in Kansas City.
And you realize Cam Newton, isn't he the same era as Mariota?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Look, that's a hazard with running quarterbacks, and he was. Your body can only take so much abuse.
That's right.
He's a big target. He's a big target. Yes. I mean, I respect everything he's done, but I just don't think he's at the level he used to be, and that's obvious.
I may be biased on this one, but I happen to think that a certain young man who currently plays college ball in Provo, Utah, might be a good addition.
You're
to the
talking about
Patriots. Zach Wilson?
Wilson, yeah.
Zach, actually, I think he might be a good addition for any team.
He's pretty good.
Right now, he's projected under the mock drafts to go to, I think, Jacksonville. But
well, the Lord knows they could use him.
Well, yeah, the Jacksonville always needs a quarterback. So, anyway, I digress. We're talking about Robert Kraft. And, quarterbacks often get out of jams when the pocket breaks, and Robert Kraft was no different when it came to his legal troubles. Poor Mr. Kraft had back issues,
Wait,
I guess.
What, Mr. Kraft?
Poor in the non-monetary sense, you know, as in poor me.
Oh, okay. Like you and I.
Yes, yes.
Got it.
Mr. Kraft.
Mr. Kraft was, he'd lost his wife.
Yes.
He apparently had some body aches.
He did, you know.
And, you know, he went to a massage parlor.
And he had a need.
To take care of it.
Innocently enough.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that this massage parlor was under some sort of police surveillance. and
they went to the extreme of actually recording people that did not know they were being recorded.
That had their backaches relieved, shall we say.
Now let me just say this. When I was a prostitute.
And they left happy. I'm sorry, I had to say it.
Well, that's a fair point.
Let me just say this. When I was a prosecutor, okay, there were some cases that came up of this nature that had video evidence. And, most of the cases resolve. And typically, I would say this to defense attorneys. You know,
wait,
I know
on the video they resolved?
I know that the investigator looked at the video, but I'm telling you right now, I haven't. Good. And if your client wants a deal that'll keep me from having to look at this evidence,
you're in, huh?
It's this. But if I got to do a preliminary hearing and put this evidence on, that deal goes away. And they almost always say, I don't think anybody wanted to see the Robert Kraft video. I'm just guessing, okay? But here's the deal. He challenged the validity of the search. He said it violated his Fourth Amendment rights as an illegal search and seizure. And the lower court, the trial court, agreed with him. So the video evidence was suppressed. Case went away against Mr. Kraft.
How many people with a less competent lawyer did not get that kind of a deal when it was obviously the same circumstance? And why was it all of a sudden now a bad thing?
And here's the thing. So that kind of raises the implication that maybe the money got it. As a prosecutor, the public defenders, and I think public defenders are fine attorneys. They're all attorneys. I think any public defender's office that I have been against when I was a prosecutor would have brought the same challenge to the validity of that search. It wasn't that hard to do. And the legal reasoning wasn't that hard to raise. I'm just surprised that no other defendants raised it.
Well, if the police knew that, why did they continue that investigative technique?
Well, they didn't know that it violated the Fourth Amendment at the time. It was later determined to be violative of the Fourth Amendment. They thought they were above board doing it. At least that was their argument. So Robert Kraft had his case dismissed. But you know, Kraft wasn't the only one that was charged in that. Kraft wasn't the only recipient, I'm using my air quotes, of services.
And the funny thing, not funny, but there were defendants that were similarly situated as Kraft who pled.
Yeah.
So they pled, and they just said, I can't afford to fight this, and, you know, it's too much of an embarrassment. So they pled guilty, and they all kind of received some sentences.
And most people plead on the embarrassment grounds, look, I just want out of this, right? And so some of those folks pled, but Kraft got the evidence tossed and got his dismissed. But you know what?
And so did the other defendants that hadn't pled yet. They all piggybacked on him.
That's right. That's right.
They all did like little briefs saying, I join in that, guys.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know that I want to use the term briefs, but yes, I want to join in Robert Kraft briefs. No, I'm sorry, I don't. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. The two workers at the massage parlor, that dismissal of evidence did not apply to them. They still had to face charges operating a house of prostitution and all that. They were felonies. They pled to misdemeanors. So Kraft, I can't believe I'm going to use this
term.
Well,
how's that okay?
Kraft got off, and they didn't.
And here's the reason why. There was a local ordinance that said, or a local regulation or rule that said that if it's only a misdemeanor you're looking at, you cannot record without permission, and that's not going to be evidence that's coming in. Well, the two women were the owner and one of the workers, and they were being charged with felonies. So that's why that evidence was omitted as against them.
I see.
Does that make sense?
So Kraft escaped prosecution, much like Tom Brady escaped being sacked several times while running the offense for the Patriots, but alas, the two people that he allegedly solicited from, they did not escape prosecution. They got hit with misdemeanors.
But they were not. They did not plead guilty to the. It was like the human trafficking charge. They did not. They were not. Their plea did not include that charge.
Understood.
So they also got a lightened sentence. Okay, so let's move on. We've got the Universal lawsuit that has to do with there's a claim Universal. It's for the movie Couples Retreat with Vince Vaughn and Farrah's in love, and the Couples Retreat made a lot of money. It was you know, back in the 2009 time frame, and what happened is that. There was, you know how they have trailers and then they have, like, this is their movie poster,
right?
And that goes out all over the world. Well, in the United States, they had one of the actors who was an African-American in that poster and the trailers. But when it went out to other countries, they had taken him out.
And of the movie or just of the advertising material?
Just the advertisement, just the marketing part of it.
It doesn't seem good.
Well, no, it wasn't good. And there were some promises made and a bunch of stuff happened. And so he is now suing Universal for racism, basically. It's a racism charge. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Is that something you can sue for civilly? Is that, just a civil suit? Or was,
sure.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's a civil suit. And basically he's claiming that they are a racist company and that he has been injured by that. And that he didn't get full advantage of being, you know, marketed in that film, at least internationally.
Right.
And that they made promises to him. Now, that's what we have to get into. Hey, if you want to call in at 855-529-7234 and come back with us for third hour.
Garrett Penny joins us next hour. Todd Coonan is, but Garrett's going to be here, so don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.